Rarely in recent months has the Syrian city Aleppo been far from the headlines. Over Christmas, you remember the Syrian army and its Russian, Iranian and Lebanese allies won control there, enhancing the position of President Assad. For 4 years before that, the city was split. The bigger half controlled by the Assad regime in Damascus, the smaller controlled by a fractious coalition of rebels that were at times fighting each other as well as the regime and its friends. Our Middle East editor, Jeremy Bowen, is in Aleppo and he's been to the ruins of the former rebel-held eastern side of the city.
Well, driving down the main avenues of East Aleppo, there are a lot of soldiers, still a lot of checkpoints. Massive, massive destruction. Whole city blocks levelled, blocks of flats collapsed. A huge amount of damage. The inferno that was brought down on the heads of the people here was really immense. I'm driving through an area now that, you know, clearly once was thriving in its own way. There are lots of shops with roller shutters, a lot of them shattered and broken. Don't know how many years it is since the shopkeepers were here. All gone now, all the people gone. The flats destroyed, piles of rubble. Trees snapped off by artillery fire. When I came here before the war in 2010, Aleppo was a very different city. Now everything's changed, everything's broken. A lot of what that city was, most of what that city was, is gone.
I'm Ali Al-Zaatari. I'm the United Nations resident and humanitarian coordinator in Syria.
You're looking around Aleppo now. What do you make of it?
Very sad for someone who had seen Aleppo under better times and years. Very sad. I walked these markets before. It's just devastating emotionally to see it like this. Devastating.
It's going to take a very long time to fix it.
Indeed, and a lot of money. You still have almost 400,000 people who are destituted in Aleppo, requiring water, food, shelter, protection. But it's going to require a lot of resources.
I'm standing on what used to be the front line between a rebel district and the government-held west of the city. There are bulldozers clearing rubble. There's a queue of pretty miserable people. It's a cold and wet day, queuing for bread. There's a feeling here of life trying to start again, but you know it's very difficult because so much has been destroyed. In the queues, I met Umm Abdu and her 12-year-old granddaughter, Gosun, who were picking up hot bean soup and rice, some mattresses and basic household goods from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent.
Living in Aleppo is the best. I want to go back to school, but the one they opened is too far from our house. I feel like I lost my future. I hope I can get it back.
They showed me the flat that they share with Umm Abdu's son and his family. They put up plastic because the windows had gone, but it's impossible to keep the cold and damp out of an unheated, partly burnt-out building. The war has savaged Umm Abdu's family.
Life is very difficult. We've had some dreadful experiences. Thank God it's a bit better now. We're getting aid, food, bread. It's better than before. But my son is handicapped. I'm responsible for orphans and I'm a widow. I don't have anyone to support me. My daughter's 15-year-old girl and her son, who was 7, were killed. My son's 3-year-old daughter lost a leg. Another grandson, aged 7, lost a hand. My family's houses were all destroyed.
After I lost my cousin, who was my friend, I got scared about what the next days would bring. We don't know what's hidden in our future. The war has damaged all of us. My cousin lost her leg. I saw with my own eyes my other cousin. His intestines were out of his body.
Despite everything, the human spirit burns very bright in some of the darkest corners of East Aleppo's ruins. In a street where rubble was piled in heaps 15 feet high, where every surviving building was badly damaged or close to collapse, I saw a man emerge from one of the flats. He'd come home. His name was Abu Mahmoud.
The future is good. The people of Aleppo are very hard workers. We won't wait for help. We will rebuild it with our hands. It's a good future.
And in the centre of Aleppo, at a rehabilitation clinic, which is run by the International Committee of the Red Cross, the International Red Cross. And this is a place where, among other things, they give people artificial legs, prosthesis, when they need them. And, of course, the vast majority of the people who come here have lost limbs because of the war. I'm with Avril Patterson, who is the health coordinator for the whole of Syria for the ICRC. You've toured around the really battered and broken parts of East Aleppo. How would you assess it?
For me, I wonder where to start, quite frankly. My big concern is the lack of water, the lack of electricity, the safety of many of the buildings that some people are returning back to. Falling masonry is a huge risk. Also, the potentially unexploded ordnance. We saw men who described to us how they were trying to clear the path with their bare hands of the rubble just to get access, who were really wondering, where are the people? How can they help us?
Aleppo has had a lot of wars and has got over them in the past, and eventually it will get over this one. But the damage is horrendous. The human cost is worse.
And there's the next generation to think about. The war has taken away limbs, lives and education from vast numbers of Syrian children. The war's in its sixth year, and that's an eternity in the life of a child. Aleppo feels like a post-war city. But Syria is not a post-war country. There is a fragile, partial ceasefire and peace talks next week. But it's hard to see an end to the suffering.
Jeremy Bowen reporting from Aleppo.